Afternoon Report continues.
The quest for freedom in the U.S. turns tragic for a group of Cubans when their boat sinks today. We're now learning that at least 8 people have drowned, 3 survived, and the Coast Guard continues to search for 3 people still missing. News Radio 610 WIOD's Michael Hiblin has the latest details and joins us live with in-depth coverage. Michael?
Well, Kirsten, by talking with the 3 survivors, the Coast Guard is learning new details about the ill-fated trip, which started on a 17-foot boat leaving Cuba Sunday.
Early Tuesday morning, that vessel went down. Apparently, once it went down, 7 of the 14 people drowned. The remaining 7 survivors at that point in time split up into 2 groups.
Coast Guard Petty Officer Scott Carr says a man and woman got into one inner tube and was found just off the South Florida coast this morning. A 5-year-old boy was found a short time later, and tied to his inner tube was an elderly woman who was dead. 3 Cubans are still missing, with the Coast Guard continuing their search.
We're searching from basically from Boca Raton at the northern end down to Isle Morada. I have 3 Coast Guard helicopters, Coast Guard Cutter Maui, and a rescue boat from Coast Guard Station Fort Lauderdale patrolling the area.
All 3 of the survivors are expected to be okay. The young boy is in fair condition, being treated for dehydration and cuts. A hospital spokeswoman says he's alert and talkative. Reporting live, Michael Hiblin, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Depend on it.
Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. I'm Kirsten Kendrick in the News Radio 610 WIOD News Center. Our top local story, demonstrations getting louder and larger in Miami on word that Elian Gonzalez will be returned to his father in Cuba. Live team coverage coming up. WIOD News Time 101. Time for traffic and weather together on the 1.
Demonstration continues in front of the INS building, 79th Street to Biscayne Boulevard. Not a good place to be. Even though Biscayne is open, a lot of streets are blocked down. A lot of people are there, so best bet, stay away. 95, not too bad in Dade County. Usual
in the upper 70s. From the Weather Channel, I'm Steve Silverio for News Radio 610 WIOD.
Right now, 79 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Elian Gonzalez is going home to Cuba. You heard the decision live on News Radio 610 WIOD last hour by INS Commissioner Doris Meissner in Washington, D.C. We have live team coverage now on this momentous decision, beginning with in-depth coverage from News Radio 610 WIOD's Solon Gray.
It became a momentous decision when the two sides of the question polarized when the exile community in Miami mostly decided that Elian's mother died trying to bring him here and that this country is where he should stay. Also momentous because the other side, those who felt he should be with his only surviving parent, his father in Cuba, were backed by the law of this land. INS Commissioner Doris Meissner announced her decision at noon.
During INS's 2 meetings with Mr. Gonzalez, his wishes for Elian were discussed at some length. Based on these meetings, INS believes that the father is expressing his true wishes, and therefore, we have determined that Elian should be reunited with his father.
She added that she's informed Elian's great uncle of the decision in Miami and that INS is prepared to work with both sides of the family to see that Elian is returned home. Now, about those protests here, and will the family resist the INS decision? For that, we turn to reporter Michael Hiblin at the INS building on 79th Street in Miami, where hundreds of Cubans now know of the decision. Mike?
Well, Solon, indeed, a lot of protesters out here certainly very upset, not happy with this decision that Elian Gonzalez is to be returned to his father in Cuba. I would estimate a couple hundred protesters or so, very vocal out here, waving flags, Cuban flags and American flags, also holding signs expressing their outrage and their upset that this is what the officials have decided. Police are on the scene here. A lot of police keeping these protesters across the street from the INS headquarters and certainly just making sure everything stays under control. The family of Elian Gonzalez is expected to file a lawsuit. That's what they're hinting they will do to try to keep this boy in the U.S. He would be returned to Cuba by the timeline set by INS about a week from today. Reporting live in Miami, Michael Hiblin, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you, Solon. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow was up 104 points at 11,102, and the NASDAQ is down just about as much, 106 right now. Remember, when news breaks out, we break in. Our next report and the latest on this story at 1:30. I'm Kirsten Kendrick on South Florida's only 24-hour source for news, traffic, and weather. News Radio 610 WIOD. We'll be back to join Rush Limbaugh in progress right after this.
This is News Radio 610.
WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
South Florida's only 24-hour source for news, traffic, and weather.
Depend on it.
Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. I'm Kirsten Kendrick in the News Radio 610 WIOD News Center. Our top local story, riot police are now out in downtown Miami as a protest in favor of Ilian Gonzalez is on the move. A live report coming up. WIOD News Time 101. Time for traffic and weather together on the ones.
And traffic-wise, we've got that live report for you now over the situation. Karen Curtis, what's happening?
The city of Miami is under siege at this hour by Cuban exile activists and the SWAT team on the scene here as well. Civil unrest has really blown out of proportion. Over 200 activists here with flags lying down in the middle of intersections along Flagler and Biscayne Boulevard. This is still peaceful. There have been no arrests that I have seen yet, but you want to avoid the area of downtown Miami. Everything is pretty much out of control at this point with officers lining the entrance to the port and Raul Sanchez leading a parade of activists down the road, Cuban exiles in protest of the Ilian Gonzalez situation that has been announced and more protests in the future.
Okay, now whether this will affect the Miami Heat game tonight, keep it right here on News Radio 610. We will tell you about that. 95, good travel. Palmetto northbound crash at 74th may slow you down.
The weekend looking pretty good. Partly cloudy Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures in the upper 70s. From the Weather Channel, I'm Steve Silverio for News Radio 610 WIOD.
Right now, 78 degrees under partly sunny skies. A protest by Cuban exiles in downtown Miami has now turned into a march from the federal building to the Port of Miami. Demonstrators breaking through police barricades to show their outrage at the decision to send Ilian Gonzalez back to Cuba. Many are now sitting down in protest in the middle of the streets. News Radio 610 WIOD's Michael Hiblin is live in downtown Miami in the thick of it all with the latest. Michael.
Well, Kirsten, this really was a wild scene as the marchers charged through police barricades as well as officers on horses and began a march down Flagler, marching through the streets of downtown Miami. Of course, this wasn't planned. Police were not prepared for this, so there's also traffic that's in the middle of this marching. It really is a mess at this point. Leading the march, Ramon Sol Sanchez, along with Jose Basulto, who I had a chance to speak with.
The march here is to demonstrate that we are very angry, very upset at what's happening at this time with this child. He's been railroaded. This child could be any one of us, and we're trying to defend his rights the best we can. We hope that people that believe in rights support this we're doing today. This goes to Anglos as well as Cubans.
And as police continue watching the marchers, no arrests have been made, but police certainly keeping a close eye on the situation. Reporting live in downtown Miami, Michael Hiblin, News Radio 610, WIOD.
Thank you very much, Michael. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 154 points at 11,277, but the NASDAQ is down 49 points. Remember, when news breaks out, we break in. Our next report with the latest on this story is coming up at 1:30. I'm Kirsten Kendrick on South Florida's only 24-hour source for news, traffic, and weather, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on News Radio 610 WIOD.
South Florida's only 24-hour source for news, traffic, and weather. News Radio 610 WIOD. The late afternoon report continues.
Heated words and actions today at one protest site where Cuban exiles are voicing their outrage over the decision to send 6-year-old Ilian Gonzalez back to his father in Cuba. News Radio 610 WIOD's Michael Hiblin is right in the middle of it all at Flagler and Red Road and joins us now live. Michael.
Well, Kirsten, this is certainly a very volatile situation. A few heated moments between police and protesters. Police in full riot gear with shields, helmets, clubs, working to keep this crowd out of the intersection here. This is the intersection of West Flagler and 57th Avenue, Red Road. The XL protesters have been working periodically throughout the day to shut this intersection down. Then police move in and clear it out again. Just recently, we just had another big heated exchange with a lot of pushing and shoving between some of these protesters and the cops. Police say they're simply just doing their job, just trying to keep this intersection free. But some, like this protester, feel police are just going too far.
We wasn't doing nothing. We're just standing here. We have a right to stand in this corner and, you know, for our people. We show longer we can. They're going to take us out of that. That's wrong.
The police say they've got to keep this intersection open to traffic. Now, the intersection is open right now, but as you can hear, there's a lot of honking. That's a mixture of things. Some of it is people sympathetic to the Cuban protesters here. Others are just people who are angry because of the delays in getting through this intersection. Also, Cuban flags are flying. I'm looking at one carload of people right now with someone sitting on top of the car waving a Cuban flag frantically. Really is a wild scene here, and this is just one of many things going on here today. Also earlier today, about 50 people were arrested outside the Port of Miami. That was after a protest outside the federal building that led out of control, with the protesters then charging police lines and then beginning an impromptu march down Flagler, then up Biscayne Boulevard to the Port of Miami just across from the Freedom Tower. So certainly some very volatile situations here today as these Cuban protesters work to make their point clear that they are very angry that little Ilian Gonzalez is being sent back to his father. That's the decision from INS. Reporting live in Miami, Michael Hiplin, News Radio 610, WIOD.
WIOD News Time 504.
Showdown in the Ilian Gonzalez case.
This is Michael Hiplin in Miami, where a meeting is still underway between the great uncle of Ilian Gonzalez and INS officials.
More output from OPEC.
I urge the oil companies to do everything they can to bring the savings to consumers as quickly as possible.
The high cost of low-speed collisions.
Their concern with bumpers these days tends to be about style.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. U.S. immigration officials and relatives of Ilian Gonzalez are meeting right now, and the outcome could lead to government action to send the refugee boy back to Cuba. Our coverage begins with reporter Michael Hiblin, live in Miami.
The great uncle of Ilian Gonzalez has now been meeting with immigration officials more than 2.5 hours, and a family spokesman just a few minutes ago said no agreement has been reached. INS wants Lazaro Gonzalez to sign a statement that if he loses his appeal, he'll turn the boy over for deportation within 24 hours. But a lawyer for the family says that will not happen, comparing it to signing a blank check. If Ilian is deported and riots break out in Miami, the city's mayor says Attorney General Janet Reno will be to blame. Live in Miami, Michael Hiplin for CBS News.
Mr. Clinton, at a White House news conference that's still going on, was asked about the Ilian Gonzalez case and the government's demand that the boy's Miami relatives sign an agreement promising to hand him over if their court appeals fail.
They should observe the rule of law, just like if they prevail in court, the others should accept it. I have done my best not to overly politicize this, and I don't think we should. There's a legal process here. We ought to let it play out.
Miami's political leaders are challenging the administration. Michael Hiblin has that part of the story.
Miami Mayor Joe Carollo vows that if federal authorities decide to take Ilian Gonzalez from his relatives for deportation to Cuba, Miami police will not assist in any way.
The responsibility of local law enforcement is for the protection of life and property and the safeguard of our residents, not to be taking young boys away to be sent to a totalitarian regime.
And Miami-Dade County Mayor Alex Spinella says if riots occur because of the deportation, it will be the fault of Attorney General Janet Reno. Michael Hiplin for CBS News, Miami.
Good morning. I'm Jim Bohannon, and this is America in the Morning. It's Monday, April 24th, 2000. And coming up on America in the Morning.
This is Tom Foti in Washington. One act, one big act of the Ilian Gonzalez drama over. Now the wait for the next scene.
In this half hour as well, we'll get the Miami View from reporter Michael Hiblin. That and more is coming up this half hour on America in the Morning. The time is 7 minutes past the hour on the Monday after a roller coaster ride of a weekend that began with the early morning Saturday morning raid by Immigration Service agents in Miami on the home where Ilian Gonzalez had been staying. He was promptly moved to the Washington, D.C. area and Andrews Air Force Base for a reunion with his father. And now, correspondent Tom Foti picks up the story.
Now it is the Miami relatives who are fighting to see Ilian Gonzalez, and it is the father who has him. So far, the Miami relatives have not been allowed to see him again, and they remain upset. At a Capitol Hill news conference, they made new charges against the federal government, specifically the decision to burst into their home, weapons apparently at the ready.
We were negotiating, for God's sakes. We were set up. That's what we were being done. We were being set up. And we were set up by a six-year-old that could have lost his life.
Aris Lasis Gonzalez is the boy's cousin and recent caregiver. She also insists on seeing the boy again soon.
I demand to see Ilian, and I would not leave until I see this boy.
But the attorney for the father isn't having much of that argument.
The worst thing that could possibly happen would to reintroduce the circus atmosphere, the television lights, the cameras, and the emotions of Miami into this family reunion, which is so special.
Greg Craig appeared on CNN's Late Edition. Also, questions raised about the first family pictures released by Craig after the father and son reunion. A claim from Maris Lasis Gonzalez that the Saturday picture of the smiling boy and his dad might not be real.
Look how short the hair looks when he was taken out of the house. And look how long the hair is in the picture that they showed.
Craig's response to that.
That's absurd. And for anybody to be paying any serious attention or consideration to that allegation is absurd.
Craig told CNN the picture was taken with the father's disposable camera. Prior to the release of the Saturday family pictures, CBS News was contacted by an associate of Greg Craig about them while she said they were being developed at a local quick photo shop. They were subsequently brought to CBS News and distributed to others. Meanwhile, much weekend political heat from upset Republicans, promises of congressional investigations of the way the government went in and got Elian Gonzalez. Tom DeLay is assistant Republican leader of the House.
I was outraged. I was sickened. And afterwards, I was ashamed.
DeLay on the NBC News broadcast Meet the Press. Now, defending the decision to send in the heavily armed officers, Deputy Attorney General Eric Holder.
What we did was totally supported by the law. If there are to be congressional hearings, I hope that I am the witness who will be called to testify, because I'll get up there and very proudly talk about what those agents did, exactly what our legal basis was for taking the action we did.
Holder was also interviewed by NBC. As for how the boy is doing away from Miami on a much cooler Air Force base near here, Bill Lukatovich is a spokesman for the Marshal Service.
The boy is on Andrews. If you're getting rumors that he's not, that is untrue. He's spending quiet time with his family.
And according to a supporter of his return to his father, the Reverend Joan Brown Campbell, getting a bit of parental discipline as well.
He was jumping around and acting like a mischievous little boy, and his father, in sort of that father tone, said, Elian.
The Reverend Campbell was on the ABC News broadcast this week. Still to be settled, the court battle to determine if the boy has a right to ask for political asylum. A hearing on that is due in mid-May, with everybody concerned promising the father will make no moves to take him back to Cuba until that process runs out. This is Tom Foti in Washington.
This is Michael Hiplin in Miami, where drivers in the city's Little Havana neighborhood continue to periodically honk their horns, many while proudly waving Cuban flags in a show of solidarity. The community is still reeling from Saturday's pre-dawn raid when federal agents, some armed with submachine guns, forced their way into the home, taking Elian. Vanessa Perez was among the Cuban Americans who turned up Sunday outside the home where Elian lived for nearly 6 months.
To support Elian Gonzalez and his family, what they did was another form of child abuse. You know, Bill and Hillary are advocates of kids, but yet they come here and point guns at everyone. They destroy the house. Why didn't the father come here the first day and pick up his kid if he wanted to be with him so badly?
A Cuban-born musician was also outside the home. He calls for Elian to be allowed to stay in the U.S. Cuban leaders are calling for a general work strike Tuesday as a form of protest. Sergio Ortega plans to take part after also taking off over the weekend.
On Saturday when this happened, I called my job. I work for the hospital and I say, listen, I'm sorry, I'm not going to work today. I'm not calling sick. I'm calling very good because I'm going to protest.
He hopes plenty of other Cuban Americans also take part. Sunday evening's Easter Mass at the Our Lady of Charity Church in Coconut Grove was dedicated to Elian. Ruben and Maria Fernandez were among the many who couldn't get inside the packed church. Standing in the dark, the couple made their prayer wish.
To have him back.
And that he's safe, that he really is safe, that he's as happy as they say he is. That's all.
In a perfect world, the couple says Juan Miguel Gonzalez would defect so he and his son could live in freedom. Michael Hiplin, Miami.
13 past the hour, and in Havana, Fidel Castro's mixed feelings are reported by Tom Gibb.
Castro said he believed U.S. hostility towards his government would continue, despite finding himself on the same side as Washington in the Elian case. He praised the actions of both Janet Reno and President Clinton, but he attacked U.S. presidential candidates, calling them unethical for the stance they've taken over Elian. The Cuban leader has repeatedly said he's not prepared to make changes in Cuba's one-party state to get the U.S. embargo lifted. Tom Gibb, Havana.
By the way, regarding the question of is that Elian or not in the photos, the Associated Press's Assistant Bureau Chief for Photos in Washington, Fred Sweet, says he's examined the negatives from both those pictures snapped Sunday and Saturday and believes they are authentic. It's 14 minutes past the hour. This is America in the Morning. It's now 37 minutes past the hour. Good morning. I'm Jim Bohannon. Later on, we'll find out how the Pacers were able to barely pull it off last night. The whole playoff story coming up with Tony Roberts in just a moment. Right now in Miami, Michael Hiblin reports that Attorney General Janet Reno is making her first visit back to Miami since the Elian Gonzalez raid.
I'm so glad to be home with all the people
of the community I love.
As Attorney General Reno spoke at a dinner honoring Florida's first female attorneys, hundreds of people on both sides of the Ilian Gonzalez dispute waved signs and flags outside. Some, like Rosa de la Cruz, wanted to show their opposition to last month's federal raid.
We just wanted to see our grief, how this city is completely, it's been shattered. And I think there was no need for her to have acted the way she acted.
Protester Matthew Rhodes believes it should cost the Attorney General her job.
The sign says Reno should resign. I think it was an abomination what she did on that Easter weekend, taking little Ilian away from the family. And now he's being indoctrinated into communism here in the United States, and that's a total disgrace.
But an almost equal number of counter-protesters were there to give Reno some support.
We love Janet! We love Janet!
Bob Longman was among those defending the Attorney General. He's glad she finally took action to reunite Ilian Gonzalez with his father.
She had the guts to stand up for the law, and when the family said, hey, you want him, come and get him, that took a hard decision, and she took it, and she ought to be admired for it.
Claude Chestnut agrees, saying Reno had no other choice.
Janet Reno was pushed to a point where she had to take a stand, because that could have been avoided. And I think that she gave every opportunity to avoid what had happened.
While police periodically had to break up shouting matches between the two groups of demonstrators, no arrests were reported. Michael Hiplin, Miami.
Ilian Gonzalez can't book his flight back to Cuba just yet, but a federal appeals court has moved him one step closer. Here's reporter Bob Serkin in Atlanta.
The three-judge panel wrote a very conservative 33-page ruling. The court upholding the INS's decision disallowing Ilian Gonzalez an asylum hearing. The court saying the INS had no choice but to use its own discretion to fill in a gap in the law, failing to address the validity of a six-year-old's application for asylum. Dale Schwartz is a noted immigration lawyer.
I think the court was struggling with the division of power between Congress and the executive branch and the legislative branch and the court in this case. So it's hard to say. It's not a slam dunk type of decision where they say it is absolutely clear, and you know, there seems to be a lot of wiggle room in there.
Evidence of the court's struggle with Ilian's case comes with the judge's admission that Ilian will be without the degree of liberty he now enjoys if he returns to Cuba. And the court goes on to recognize the probability that Ilian will be subjected to communist indoctrination and political manipulation for propaganda purposes should he return to Cuba. Officers of the court have reminded lawyers for Ilian's father, Juan Miguel Gonzalez, that its injunction against Ilian leaving U.S. soil remains in effect for at least another 2 weeks. During this time, lawyers for Ilian's Miami family can formally appeal the 11th Circuit Court ruling to the Supreme Court. And if it agrees to consider Ilian's case, the Supreme Court can extend the injunction to keep Ilian put in the U.S. I'm Bob Serkin in Atlanta.
Reporter Michael Hiblin had no trouble finding negative reaction in Miami.
The court's decision was a devastating blow for some Cuban Americans in Miami's Little Havana. About 100 people gathered Thursday in front of the house where Ilian lived until the federal raid to reunite the boy with his father. Listening to portable radios, they heard the court's decision and were not happy.
I feel betrayed by this country. I feel that an injustice has been done. There's a little boy asking for liberty, and they're not even willing to hear him out.
Sonia Berno says this case makes her ashamed to be a U.S. citizen. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta ruled the government's action was reasoned and reasonable, adding that the INS decision to return Ilian to his father did not contradict the law. Ilian's cousin Maris Lasis Gonzalez says they will appeal.
I still stand here with faith, faith in my attorney, and above all, faith in the men that let Ilian get to this country safe and sound, which is God.
The Miami relatives are also demanding to see Ilian, saying he's being brainwashed by his communist keepers even before returning to Cuba. In Washington, Gregory Craig, the attorney for Ilian's father, said he's pleased with the decision.
There's now no uncertainty after the outcome of this case. It has been decided by a diverse and a unanimous court. The issue is no longer whether Juan Miguel Gonzalez will be allowed to make decisions for his six-year-old son. The issue now is only when.
In Spanish, Juan Miguel Gonzalez said he's very happy with the court's decision. He also asked the Miami relatives to stop their legal fight and let the boy return to Cuba. He made a brief statement in English.
I want to thank the American people. Thank you.
The court ordered that Ilian Gonzalez remain in the U.S. at least another 2 weeks to allow the Miami relatives time to file an appeal. Michael Hiplin, Miami.